Northwest Arkansas's largest companies are completing major acquisitions. Tyson Foods confirms it will purchase Keystone Foods, based in Pennsylvania, for $2.16 billion in cash. Talk Business and Politics reports the Springdale-based company expects it to take 3 years for the acquisition to create earnings, though Tyson officials expect the deal to bolster profits sooner. Walmart is closing a $16 billion deal for Flipkart, a startup that was launched in India. The Bentonville-based retailer reports the deal closed this weekend, giving Walmart about 77% ownership in Flipkart. It's the largest acquisition in Walmart history. The public discussions regarding possible impacts from the actions of an impaired pathologist at the Veterans Healthcare System of the Ozarks continue. Last night, more than 50 veterans, staff, and officials showed up for a town hall meeting in Fayetteville. Earlier this year, the VA reported the pathologist handled clinical cancer and infectious disease cases for nearly 20,000 patients dating back to October 2015. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs first delivered the news at a June 18th joint press conference. That week, U.S. Army veteran Gina King, a VHCSO patient for 3 years, says she received a letter of notification.
I had a lot of blood work done here, and my chart's red. And I was also concerned for my father, who was also a veteran, and he has passed away since. So I was concerned, but I've also gotten, I feel, excellent care here. I really do.
The pathologist was terminated from the VA in April. Kelvin L. Parks, VA interim medical director, says while the inquiry is progressing, all affected veterans are being contacted and accommodated based on the urgency of their medical diagnosis.
So in order to get to this, through this process, we had to do what we called a risk stratification. That is what cases will have or cancers that may have the more aggressive behaviors.
Kelvin says nearly 7,500 case slides have been reviewed so far, prioritizing cases most at risk for error. The VA is encouraging any veteran or beneficiary identified as having a false negative pathology diagnosis to file an official claim for compensation. The VA has set up a crisis call center at 1-866-388-5428. And the John Brown University women's soccer team is 2-0 after last night's 1-0 win over number 10 in the nation, Columbia College. JBU's home opener is Friday evening at 5:30 against Bellevue at Alumni Field in Siloam Springs.